Everybody, this is James Durbin of Durbin, and you are watching CMS TV.
It's Scatterbrain right here on your classic metal show, paying tribute to all the classic guitar riffs that everybody knows in classic rock.
Well, that was scattered, all right. Jesus.
Do you remember when that was popular back in the very early 90s?
I don't think I ever heard that until right now.
Seriously?
Never heard that.
Wow, that was played a lot on commercial radio.
Again? Commercial radio. I wasn't that interested.
Dude, you were in commercial radio. What are you talking about?
I didn't listen to it. I just broadcast on it.
It was back in 1990. I remember everybody was playing that because they were playing Zeppelin riffs and Van Halen riffs and just, you know, who else would they pay tribute to? Like Yes and just everybody. They just kind of threw all kinds of classic rock riffs into one song.
Yeah, I mean, they were all in there, that's for sure. I never heard that.
Yeah.
So I thought my fucking app was acting up.
Well, anyway, that goes out to our good friend Tim Callis, who is also known as Death's Head.
Okay. Well, thanks, Tim, for whatever that was.
Well, he was just like, well, since you guys are talking all about that, here's a song that covers all those riffs.
Perfect. Yeah. Yeah, we did talk about quite a few guitar players in that last segment, didn't we?
We did. But, you know, 1984, definitely the cornerstone of the Van Halen catalog.
As Van Halen albums went that were released in 1984, that was the best. That was the right. Cornerstone.
Yes, it was.
Thanks, Tim.
All right. Well, since you've picked all the topics tonight.
Yes.
I have one topic that I would like to look over, and you're probably ahead of me on this one because okay. You have time in your day to kind of explore things.
Okay.
I know we've talked about this band before, and I know that they're sort of a band that some people really dig a lot, and other people it's like, oh, we never heard of these guys, and other people are just, oh, dude, these guys are great. These are the best guys ever.
Sure.
Well, I'm talking about the band Ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you're well aware of them. I'm aware of them.
Sure.
But apparently they put out a release here, I think in May.
Yeah. Impera or something like that.
Have you listened to that at all?
Yeah. Once.
All right. Well, I just sent you the link over.
All right,
our good friend Ozzy A sent this over to me today, and I was checking it out. I wasn't aware of it until, you know, I checked it out today. And, you know, again, I know of Ghost. I've heard some of their stuff. They're definitely not a consistent band. They don't do the same thing all the time, or I guess they don't have like what I would consider a trademark sound.
Right.
Am I correct in that?
I mean, they kind of do. They have a couple of songs that are their big hits. Like Rats was a big hit for them.
Okay.
That was probably their biggest hit. Hold on, let me find the video because we can play a little of that. Let me see here. Ghost, Rats. They have a few hits. I know this was definitely a hit, and this is probably my favorite Ghost song of the Ghost song. I'm not into it really, but
well, I mean, I don't dislike them, but I've just not really discovered them that much, to be honest with you.
Well, let's see if you discover this. Here's Rats from Ghost.
Thank you. times of turmoil, in times like these, belief's contagious, spreading disease. This wretched mischief is now coursing through your souls, never to let go.
All right. Is this Billy Squire in
modern?
I mean, modern. This is Rock You Tonight.
Yeah, it's Rock Me Tonight in 2020 or whatever. Whenever this came out.
Yeah. Well,
it's a cool song. It's a cool song. I hate his voice.
All right.
He's like this monotone, almost whiny bitch.
Well, the thing is that it's his voice goes through a filter.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not his, you know, real or what do you, authentic voice. Mm-hmm. It's a filter. There's a filter on his voice.
Yeah.
So the thing is, does this guy sing? Does he really sing or do they, you know, do they auto-tune his voice to make it sound good? I don't know. Again, I'm not an expert on Ghost. I know we have some fans who, you know, they're really into the whole Ghost thing.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that really love that. You are right. When you say there, people either really love them or couldn't care less.
Yeah. Again, I don't have an opinion one way or the other.
Yeah. I'm in the kind of couldn't care less opinion.
Yeah. Again, I don't dislike them, but then again, I'm not into them to know whether I would like them or not.
Yeah. I mean, they do have sort of that 80s vibe. I'm sure that's why Ozzy sent it to you because it has that vibe, but
yes. All right.
I mean, that song we just played, that's pretty much every Ghost song.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
Well, it was okay. It just didn't. Yeah. Again, this goes back. Again, it goes back to the whole synthesized keyboard driven thing. You know, it's Europe 2022.
Yeah.
And again, I don't care. I mean, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I brought this to the table is that because Ozzy Ace sent me this email and he attached a couple of their latest songs and stuff.
Okay.
This new record is Bon Jovi, Asia, I don't know. There's like a whole bunch of 80s artists all mixed into this whole thing. At least the two songs that I've heard, which we'll play here in a second.
Okay.
But holy shit. And the reason I brought this up is because you're going to see a version of Asia.
Yeah.
Where are you going to see this?
Music Box Supper Club.
Where is that?
Cleveland.
All right. Well, the reason I brought this up and when I heard this, I was thinking, holy shit, Chris is going to go see a version of Asia. Mm-hmm. But this is like Bon Jovi, Little Runaway.
Okay.
Asia, Heat of the Moment, and a bunch of other shit just kind of wrapped up into one.
All right.
So play this song, the Spill. What is it called? Spillways?
Spillways.
Yeah, play that. Holy shit. If this is not stealing from 19, I'm going to use a stupid cliche here. Hey, 1983 called. They want their sound back.
All right.
I mean, holy shit. If this isn't 1983, since we were talking about the whole synthesizer sound.
Yeah.
This song grabs every nuance of everything that was out at that time.
All right, well, let's check it out.
Before you play it, have you heard this?
I've heard the album, but I'll be honest, I didn't pay that much attention. All right, so. Well,
let's pay attention to this because I listened to this and I was just like, holy shit, this Ghost band revisited, you know, 40 years ago.
All right, let's check it out. Here it is. It's Spillways. It's Ghost. Wow.
Through Benediction.
I know. You could sing the fucking Bon Jovi song.
In the heat of the moment.
Yeah, or that one, yeah.
I mean, right away.
Wow. Yeah, that definitely sounds like Runaway.
Yeah, she's a little runaway. All right, go ahead.
All right, here we go.
You try to rid your mind of malediction, but through all this time, you try to peel it off, and it's such a ride. Your desolation led you into this final incarnation of consummated bliss. I know you need it now to make you feel alive.
Here's what I don't get, other than the music. Why would they do a death metal looking cover for this music?
This is like just an 80s throwback song.
She don't know me. That's what it sounds like. Or, exactly. Or Runaway. Or
exactly.
Yeah, this is definitely Bon Jovi Sticky Sweet.
Right.
Fucking 1982 Bon Jovi, the Sugar Cane band. Sure. Oof. I don't know. All right. Well, listen to a little more of this.
All your faith, all your rage, all your pain ain't over now. And I ain't talking about forgiveness. All your faith, all your rage, all your pain ain't over now. It's the cruel beast that you feed. It's your burning, yearning need to bleed the spillways. You keep a casket.
Yeah, it's very generic 80s. Holy smokes.
I was listening to this today. And I was just like, holy cow, I'm being transported back 40 years.
Yeah, this is not, it's not my speed really, but.
Well, regardless if it is or not, but it's definitely recapturing the, that vibe of that era.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like a bad version of that Night Flight Orchestra band.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what I'm getting from it. You want some more of this?
Well, yeah, but I did send you another one, so you could play a little more of this, and then we'll play the other one.
That Calceron or whatever?
Yeah.
All right, I'll play a little more of this one, and we'll find that one. Here we go.
Buried deep within, you try to mask it. But fall back in sin, you wanna shake it off, but you're stuck inside. When stripped of rags of skin and spine, you replicate corpus eternally dispelled. And it's such a ride. All your faith, all your rage, all your pain, even over.
All right, I get the point. Jesus Christ.
She's a little runaway.
Yeah. Daddy's girl is back.
Yeah, this is.
I don't know the right away or whatever.
This is Bon Jovi meets Asia.
Not good. It's definitely not good. Oh, what happened? Here we go. All right, I'm ready for the other one.
All right.
This is called what? Kaiserian? Kaiserian?
Yeah, Calcarian.
Mm-hmm. Let's check that out. Let's see what this has got going for it. Here we go. This is the opening to the Mr. Big song.
That's
Green Tinted 60s Mind. Let's hit that again. Here, you cue up Green Tinted 60s Mind.
All right.
By Mr. Big from, I think that's on Lean Into It.
Yeah.
You get that ready, and I'll play this again, and then you play that. Here we go.
Hey!
All right, your turn.
I think somebody has a lawsuit on their hands.
Yeah, no shit. Holy cow. That is a rip off. All right, let's play a little more. Let's see where we get to here. Wow. That is 80s. That is for sure.
Well, speaking of the cover.
Yeah.
Is that not Eddie from Iron Maiden?
It could very well be. Yeah.
I mean, is that not an Eddie graphic from Iron Maiden?
Yeah, it looks like Pope Eddie.
I'm trying to think what album that looks the most closest to. Can I play with Madness or something like that?
Yeah, kinda, yeah. Yes, you can. Thank you, Eric.
So they've grabbed everything that's already been done and just sort of like put it all together in a goulash, as it were.
Just mixed it all up. Here you go.
Here's what we've come up with.
Yeah. Work before, why not do it again?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know about all this. This is, but still, none of this is grabbing me to say, oh man, I gotta fucking, as soon as the show's over, I gotta go listen to this.
Well, it's not enough to do that, but the thing is that I don't think they're trying to appeal to the guys or audience that has been there, done that.
Right.
I think they're trying to capture somebody who wasn't there.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what I mean? It's kind of a new audience that says, well, you may not have experienced that in the original form, but we're bringing this to you today.
Right.
To try to capture what you missed.
Yeah. Well, have at it.
So there you are. So Ozzy Ace sent that to me, and I was just like, holy shit.
Well, thanks, Ozzy.
Now, do you have the, you know, obviously you have the rest of the album there, right?
I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, let's kind of explore. I didn't explore the rest of it, but let me see if there's anything, any other nuggets in there that might be representative of whatever that thing that they're trying to capture here.
Well, let's try. I don't know what this is called. Call me Little Sunshine.
Call me Little Sunshine.
Here we go. Call me Little Sunshine. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
the middle of the night. For what else would I hear you? Fall out in the cold starlight. I can save you if you do. You'll never walk alone. You can always reach me. You will never ever walk alone.
All right. There you go.
Wow.
Do you want to call him Little Sunshine? I'm not feeling that one. Are you?
Not really.
How about you want to try Hunter's Moon?
Well, you know what that reminded me of?
Shit.
No. Listen to this.
I didn't know you, but I could see it in your eyes.
Yeah, similar.
Yeah, the guitar, the opening riff, very similar to that.
Tobias Forge is stealing from everybody, apparently.
All right.
All right, let's try Hunter's Moon. Let's see what this is about.
Naked chicks.
She's a cutter.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was legal to watch this when she 10.
It's been a long time coming. I'm coming back for you, my friend. To where we'd hide as children, I'm coming back for you, my friend. Though my memories have faded, they come back to haunt me once again. And though my mind is somewhat jaded now, it's time for me to strike again. Tonight, it's a hunter's moon.
Guess Jonathan Cain loaned out that new keyboard to this guy. Jesus. Wow. I don't know. What do you think of that?
Not a fan, but I'm glad you brought up Jonathan Cain.
Yeah, okay.
Because Journey released their new record this week.
They did.
I have not heard any of it.
I have heard all of it.
I have not heard any of it. And, you know, I was going to actually bring this up, but since you threw that in there, I was going, well, bring up the new Journey record. I want to hear this.
I'm going to surprise you here. Cause I was not a fan of the singles. Two of the three singles I thought were not very good.
Okay.
It's actually not very bad. It's pretty fucking good record. Well, actually,
I wasn't being judgmental at all. But I didn't hear any of it, and I purposely did not listen to any of it because I actually wanted to hear it on the show tonight.
Yeah, well, we can get right into it.
I like the fact that they're sticking with the whole 1981 Scarab
thing
from, you know, Separate Ways, World Apart, or even Escape, because. Oh, yeah. How much does that album cover look like Escape?
It does. It totally, you know what it looks even more like? Captured.
Yeah.
I mean, they might as well have just repackaged Captured.
Right.
It looks exactly the same. Let me see if I can find that real quick. Let's see. Journey Captured cover. Open image, new tab. Give me one second here.
All right.
Here we go. Stop sharing that. Share this. Share screen. Open tab. Journey. Look at this.
It's yeah.
Fucking same cover.
It really is. 1981.
Yeah. Same cover. So, all right. Now let's get back to the.
So 40 years later, they're capturing the same image.
They are.
In an updated version.
Hmm. Yeah. I will say though, it's this album is good. I was shocked because the like I said, the three singles that were out, the one was okay, the two were bad.
Yeah.
And I just was like, man, this is gonna be a turd.
All right.
And if you remember, I know it's been a zillion years since then, but that last album was a turd. That Eclipse?
11 years ago.
Yeah, that was a shitty album.
Can you believe that? 11 years ago?
Yeah, I believe it.
I think Arnell has been in the band Journey longer than Steve Perry was in the band.
He may have been.
You know, and that's the weird thing. But I'm glad you brought that up because that was another thing on my mind today is like, okay, well, Journey released their new record this week, but I have not heard it. We played a couple of the songs,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know a whole lot about the record, but here we are.
Yeah, it's good. All right. Here we go. This is Together We Run. It's Journey from Freedom. I think, especially Arnell, listen to Arnell. I think he sounds amazingly good on this. And I'll tell you why as soon as we play a little of this, because apparently there's a reason, which I find to be ludicrous, but whatever. We'll talk about it here in a second. Here you go.
Is this Arnell or Ludacris?
It's not Ludacris. T.I. No. Here we go. Here's Arnell Panetta and Journey.
All right.
Together We Run.
All right.
Sun is on its way, acting like it's some new day. Your curtains hang the same, but the sheets pulled down. I know that they did you wrong, made it clear you don't belong. But the world's much bigger now than one small town. The back three shirts that all keeps up the moonstruck poetry, and use that angel voice to say you've come with me. Come with me. Together we run.
Don't give up on the
fight. Straight to the city lights. Together we run. Together we run, yeah. New York dreamers, together we run.
Now be honest, if you didn't know it wasn't Steve Perry, he could definitely pass.
He could pass.
He passes for Steve. That is some good mimicking there going on.
Yeah. Well, I agree. So here's the thing, and let me get your opinion here.
Yeah.
So Journey is going to be embarking on their 50th anniversary tour.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, you think back and you go, 50 years, Journey is still going, you know, because you and I probably became aware of Journey probably in 1981 with the Escape release.
I think I was on board. My mom was into Journey, so I was on board ahead of that, but
all right. But Escape was
the biggie.
I'm going to use the Tim James version. It was the cornerstone of the Journey catalog, or when probably the majority of listeners became aware of Journey. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, they had a couple hits prior to that, you know, Lights and, you know, that
Love and Touch and Squeezing. Yeah.
But
Wheels.
Yeah. But the big breakout was Escape.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Which came out in 81. It was widely played on commercial outlets and all that kind of shit.
Right.
But what was my point? Oh, so you know, listening to Journey today, would you think that 50 years later that they're going on their, you know, what is 50 as far as like anniversaries are concerned? They're golden?
Silver,
golden?
I think silver, and then 100 would be gold.
No, I think it's gold.
100 is platinum?
Yeah, I think golden. So So they're going out on their 50th anniversary tour. So okay. So Neil Sean has made comments that everyone is welcome to join us on stage, even though they had some, you know, bad departures with Steve Smith and
Ross Valerie
over lawsuits and whatever. And of course he's invited Steve Perry to join them.
Sure.
Whether that happens or not, I have no idea. But that's the whole thing, is that they had a really bad breakup with a couple of their members just, what, 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah.
And he was just like, yeah, everyone's welcome and join us on stage. Let's do this thing.
Yeah. Dude, Neil said this week he wants to go out on tour and play 3-hour sets.
3 hours?
3 hours.
3 hours.
That's what he said. He wants to go out and play like the entire catalog. And he wants to, he said that they can, I mean, he did a whole talk about it. He talked about that they could balance Arnell's voice with Castronovo and with whoever the fucking keyboard guy is. Apparently he sounds like Steve Perry too. So, you know, they can load balance the vocals so that nobody burns completely out. And
all right.
I just was like, wow, 3 hours. That's a lot of Journey.
That is a lot of Journey.
I don't know that, and I love Journey, but I still think 3 hours would be too much.
That is a long show.
How about do 2 hours, but cut half of the fucking hits? How about do that? How about if you do 2 hours, but you don't give us the same tired 14 songs over and over?
Right.
You know, give us feeling that way anytime or stuff like that.
Right. But he was saying that Greg Raleigh could come up and do some vocals, and Steve Perry could come out and do some vocals, and you know, Ross Valerie could come up and Steve Smith could play. And, you know, it's just like, holy shit. You know, Regardless of the acrimony that has happened within the band, it's Neil Sean has just been very like, well, it's our 50th anniversary, guys. We're all a part of this thing.
How old is Neil at this point? He's got to be pushing 70, doesn't he? Neil Sean.
I think he's 67.
I'm looking him up right now. Neil Sean.
67. I think he's 67.
Yeah, God, he's been active as long as I've been alive. 54. 68 years old.
Yeah. Well, he was part of Santana, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been in a bunch of bands. Jesus. Didn't realize he'd done that many bands. I don't remember Azteca, do you? His list is Santana, Azteca, Sean and Hammer, HSAS, Bad English, Hardline, Planet Us, and Soul Circus. And Journey.
Yeah. Well, I remember that, but not Azteca.
I don't know what Azteca is. A Latin rock band.
Not familiar.
Yeah. All right, whatever. It's not Latin rock. Nothing I need to know.
All right.
All right.
All right. Play the tune.
All right. Let's go to another song here. Don't Give Up on Us was one of the singles, I think. So let's skip that. Let's go with Still Believe in Love.
Thank you.
getting lonely without a love of their own. Their hearts close the door just to avoid surrender. Choose to go it all alone. Missing so much more. I still believe in love. I still believe in love. I still believe in the real romance. Believe that there's a someone for everyone waiting to take a chance. I still believe one kiss. One kiss. Be enough to change your life. Believe it's in one touch. Still believe in love. Still believe. Still believe. Still believe. Still believe in love.
What do you think? Don't disagree with that one. Not the best one. How about Live to Love Again? Let's try that one. Here we go. What the fuck?
How could you've been so wrong? Is what kept you up at night. Say you almost broke your heart. Took the best years of your life. Tell yourself you're moving on. It's time to let it go. Forgiveness is a price. It's worth the freedom for your soul. Never let it leave you lonely. It's not the way your story ends. Once you're in it, your heart will tell you when. The chance to learn from where you've been.
All right, a little slow, but pretty. I mean, it sounds like Journey. That's not very nice. I like that one.
Lot of love songs.
Oh yeah, they're old.
Yeah, everybody's in the love songs.
What do you think? It's Stone in Love. They don't have that in them anymore.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's try this one.
Your face, I miss being close. But if you touch, babe, I miss it the most. Feeling the distance, no sacred space. Baby, never thought we'd be in this place. Can we ever get back to the way we were doing it? To the way we were living it? To the way we used to be. Need a way to get back to the way we were loving it. To the way we were living it. Back to the way we used to be.
Yeah, this is that woke shitty song that they released like 6 months ago.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't like that song.
Of course not.
I don't like this. What is this? All right, let's try this one.
It's so
Come on. Well, we don't need nobody, no, telling us what to do. Just a moment we can both feel free. We need to love our way from here. Too fast we can disappear. Need a change of scenery. It all comes down to you and me. Counting out the chest bones us down. Back your back, baby. Come away with me.
All right, here's the thing with this album. I like it. I ain't gonna lie. I do like it. But it's just lacking that oomph that Journey used to have.
Well, the thing is that they use these filters.
Yeah.
They use a lot of filters. And I don't like that. You know, it's not raw, it's not in your face. There's a lot of filters that kind of soften.
Yeah.
You know, again, Arnell is not Steve Perry, obviously. Right. But that's the whole thing, that they use the filters for certain songs. You know, this goes back to something you said, you know, a decade ago. The whole fucky effect.
Yeah, the whole fucky effect is in place, you know, here.
And I don't like that. I don't like when bands filter their vocalist or whatever it is that they do, they put the fucky effect on it, and it's just like, why are you doing that?
Yeah, I that, and you know what the other thing is, Jonathan Cain way too hot in the mix. It's too much keyboard.
Well, you know, the Lord has guided him to put a lot of keyboard on these songs.
Well, you know what? Listen to your producer, not the Lord. Because I'm sure your producer is probably like, God damn it, we're doing it this way. And he's like, no, the Lord says.
Yeah.
The Lord says, I am the predominant musician in Journey. No, you're not. Where is he in a pecking order? About fifth? He's below Neil. He's below Arnell. He's below the drummer.
He's whoever below
the drummer would be.
Randy Jackson. Well, you know who the drummer is.
It's Dean.
Yeah, Dean Castronovo.
Yeah, because that other guy that they had in there, he lasted about an hour.
Yeah, but
that Dean Narada guy, Narada Walden or whatever.
Now that he's gotten his act together, he is a very talented guy. Not only can he play drums, but obviously he can sing.
Yeah, Dean's the man.
He is.
I am a big fan of Dean Castronovo.
He's amazingly a talented guy. He can sing and he can play, and you know, obviously he's had his issues in the past, but it was enough for him to get past those issues to where Neil Sean thought, well, we can bring him back in.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the weird thing about this whole Journey. And I'm learning this now more on the fly.
Yeah.
That little Journey family is like tight. You know, I mean, Castronovo, there's everybody that's sort of been involved has been involved in other shit. Like they were all part of like Soul Circus or HSAS or
Bad English
or.
Well, this all surrounds Neil Sean.
Neil's the catalyst, but. Like, I was talking to Johnny, and Neil, of course, was in Hardline.
Of course.
With Johnny and Dean. Both of those guys have been in bands together. And then Johnny was telling me about a time that he ended up on stage with Bad English singing, like, some Bad English song, like Forget Me Not or something. And, like, it's just this whole little collection of guys that are, like, involved in every project that they're all in.
Well, it all boils around Neil Sean. If Neil Sean likes you, no matter what your, you know, disposition is, whether you're fuck up or whether you're a legitimate guy or whatever, if Neil Sean likes you, you're in.
Yeah.
And well, we know that Dean has had his issues with
meth
and all that other shit. He got booted and he was out mm-hmm. for a while, and then Steve Smith was brought in, and then he got booted, and then Dean got brought back in mm-hmm. because we all know, if you've ever seen the Journey show with Dean on vocals,
mm-hmm.
he does the Steve Perry shit perfectly.
Oh yeah. Yeah, when he does Faithfully, it's as good as Steve Perry.
Yeah, of course. But even though he fucked up, he was brought back in because, you know, he's a talented drummer, singer, performer, and that's all that matters, because that's what sells tickets.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's all you need.
So,
all right.
He's part of the fold.
Yep, he is. So. All right, let's do one more of these and then we'll get the fuck out of here.
All right.
Let's see, where are we at here? Do you want, I'll let you pick. Afterglow, Let It Rain, Holding On, All Day and All Night, Don't Go, United We Stand. Man, there's a lot of songs here.
Wow.
Life Rolls On, Beautiful As You Are, Don't Give Up.
Wow, a lot of these sound like ballads.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I'm going to go with United We Stand.
All right, let's try that one. What the fuck? God damn it. Shit keeps fucking switching on me here. United We Stand.
This distance between us, I feel you pull away. Now I feel you losing ground. How did we get this way? You cried out, I didn't hear you. Didn't want to face the truth. Now I see I've been wrong for all I put. Because it's been lonely, never meant to hurt you. I chew on my own leg. Tell me how I'll make it up to you. United we stand, divided we're fall. Love conquers all. Even when darkness comes to call, united we stand, divided we fall. Just call to me, girl, now, and together we can face it all.
So there you go.
All right.
Sounds like Journey.
It's a Journey song.
Yeah, sounds just like them.
All right. Well, there's a 50-year-old band that has had a revolving door of members.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously the most popular lineup, I will use that term because, you know, they had a lot of hits in the 80s. In the 70s without Ross Valerie or Steve Smith or, you know, even Jonathan Cain.
Mm-hmm.
They had Greg Raleigh. They had Steve Perry. They had Randy Jackson. You know, they changed members a lot and they still mm-hmm. had hits.
Yeah.
So regardless of what you like about Journey, as far as the Journey sound is concerned, this album, from the little snippet that we've all heard,
mm-hmm.
it sounds like Journey.
It's Journey. Bottom line, it's Journey.
It is. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to get out of here.
Okay.
You and John are going to do a show next week.
We are. We are going to do a drunken fest next week.
You already planned on.
We've already planned to be drunk.
All right. Is John going to be spending the night at your house?
I think we're doing it remote, which is even better.
Oh, he's going to do it from his place, just like we're doing.
Yep. He's going to do it from his place. I'm going to do it from here, but we're both going to drink heavily.
All right. Well, I'm going to be out on the road as a jackal says, I'm going to be out with Dickin, D-I-K-K-E-N, Dickin, man.
He told you, didn't he?
Yeah. I learned my lesson, man.
Yeah. You canceled your plans because he said that.
Yeah. Please. All right. Well, I'm going to be out next week. Chris and John Drake will be taking care of you.
Yep.
With a drunken show.
Yep. Yep.
It's been all music tonight.
Has been. I like it.
It has. All right.
Watch and next week. John's coming in thinking he's going to do all music. I'm going to bring all politics and just fuck him up.
Nice.
So, dude, what do you think about that new tax thing?
But I'm going to be out next week. So Chris and John will take care of your CMS needs while I'm away.
Sure.
And, whatever. But tune in. It'll be a live show, obviously.
Sure.
So I'm going to leave you with something from the Steve Augeri era of Journey.
All right.
Rival release from 2001. Which I cannot believe is already 20 years old. Oh, 20 Jesus years Christ. Old, dude.
I know. Twice as long as the Beatles were a band.
Exactly. But anyway, until next Saturday night, this is Neely along with my very good friend,
Chris Egan.
And we're gone.
Bye-bye.
Do you want to watch the classic metal show all day long? Do you have a Roku? If your answers are yes and yes, then you need to get Wowza TV on your Roku. It's free to install and brings you the classic metal show on your TV 24/7. Just look up and install Wowza TV in the Roku streaming store, and you can enjoy the CMS all day and night right on your TV. Yes, folks, this includes the live editions of the CMS as well. Install Wowza TV now on your Roku and never be without the classic metal show again. Hail and Kill.